We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, you know, it's a great song. It might be a little too slow for a happy Monday. I mean, John, does this song, as great as it is, fit our mood? I mean, I would say no. And I hate to rip James. I mean, he chooses a great song, but James, does this song feel like it fits?
I guess not. That's fair. Here, how about this? Is this better? A little more fun, right?
A little bit more fun. I mean, I was thinking maybe We Are the Champions.
Slow your roll, buddy.
Is it a little too? Is it a little too early?
Listen.
I'm one for one at calling it. Jada Cameron, John Ritchie. That was week six of the 2017 Eagles season when I said they're going to win the title. We shall see if I'm ready to make that sort of declaration in the coming weeks. Who knows? But they're playing great football. All right, we'll get to coming up here, something that John noticed post-game, three things that I noticed post-game. We'll hit that shortly to the phones. We go. Let's talk to Brady right now. What's up, Brady?
Big coin, Jay Rich. What's going on?
Love it.
Hey, Brady.
You know I love it.
Hey, man. I was expecting a good season, but this type of domination, I wasn't expecting it, and I am completely satisfied and super pumped to see it, man. It looks great.
Satisfied and stunned, Brady. I'm stunned that they are this good.
Same here. I mean, I live in Florida, so I went to the game in Tampa last year, that terrible game, and I mean, it looked like at that point, like you're saying, Joe, with the complete flip on Hurts, it looked like he had never played a game of football in his life.
It was bad. Yeah,
it was horrible. Yeah. And for him to come to this now, I don't know what he was doing in the offseason or with these coaches. I mean, I know that coach they got from Florida is a really good coach.
Brian Johnson guy? He's looking. He's looking good now. I mean, you know, it's hard to always know sort of how to divvy up the pie of credit. Athlete obviously has to get the majority of it because he's the player. But between Brian Johnson, Steichen, and Sirianni, you know, those guys got to get credit also. I mean, they are bringing him along in a great, great way.
Absolutely. I mean, we need. I hope we go on a deep run and maybe all the way because Steichen, everybody's going to be coming after him after this season. That's without a doubt. I mean, he is calling some really good plays. And I give major props to Coach Sirianni, too. I mean, he's, you know, a lot of people were on the fence on him just like they were on Hurts. And, I mean, I think he's proving a lot of people wrong, just like Jalen proved me wrong, honestly. I wasn't sold on him one bit, and now I'm completely on the Hurts train. I love it. Carson – you know, he is who he is. I still appreciate him, and I respect him, and I appreciate 2017. But we clearly got the better guy. There's no doubt about that.
There is no doubt about it. Pretty good phone call, man. John, we talked earlier. I mean, the idea of leaving the door open for these draft picks, you know, in 2023, April, to be used for quarterback, that conversation's over. I mean, barring a disastrous Jalen Hurts injury.
Yeah.
And it would have to be really disastrous because even if he tore his knee, you'd still think, oh, well, he's still the guy for the future. Just get him right. Like, he's the quarterback. Like, it would have to be a devastating level of injury to move off of Hurts at this point.
Right. And the team's going to get better because of the addition of two first-round picks. You know, we can, I don't know exactly. Yeah. Edge rusher would be nice. You know, edge rusher and a safety or,
could be a corner if they don't keep Bradbury, which we hope they keep him.
Right.
But, you know, they're not going to be able to keep everybody. They have some guys nearing the end of deals. So,
but that's the thing. Nearing the end of deals where they're getting paid a lot for, you know, short period of time.
Right.
When Jalen gets paid, and he will get paid, it is now not a question. They can't do it until after the season.
Right.
but it's lining up that he will be the guy around here for a long time. So get used to it.
I think
we can take a lot of pride in this young quarterback we've got, who's only 24 years old.
Incredible.
That's amazing. We're going to be good for a long time. We're going to be one of those teams that's just, you know, you expect them to win. You know, like when we're picking games and you go, well, I guess I'll go Tom Brady. Well, I'll go Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's going to continue to blossom and grow to where we just have this sense of, I don't know, assurance that the team's in good hands. It's just, it's really exciting.
Feels very exciting. All right, so I had mentioned earlier three things that I noticed post-game, and then John said, I got something also post-game. Yeah. All right, John, take the floor first. Post-game, it'll be interesting to see if your one is one of my three. What did you notice post-game?
Watching the camera that was in the tunnel, you know, watching the guys come off the field.
You're talking about NBC Sports Philadelphia's camera? Okay, with it, yep.
Aaron Sipos, who is not good.
He's a below-average NFL punter.
Aaron Sipos, who every team that I was ever on, you know, you're angling your punts. It's a good thing if you punt the ball out of bounds because that means there's no return possible. He's got zero punts out of bounds this year, zero. He's 23rd in the NFL in punt average. He's 23rd in net punting. It's just been substandard.
He's below average.
I think he had a phone coming off the field. I think he had his phone in his hand as he was coming off the football field in Washington.
James Seltzer, you got to get on the case here, man.
Dude, I will look into it. To Richie's point, though, just in general, and I've been saying this since week one, like, why is he here? You built this roster up. You have one of the best rosters in the NFL. Yeah. You took such care in building this roster, and you have a crappy punter. He's not one of the 32 best punters in the world.
No.
You always do that with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, he's not. He's not one in third. We watched that game last night. The Broncos, it's like every punt is pop at the one,
right.
Pop at the two. Like, this guy stinks. Why? It makes no sense.
I'm blown away. And I understand, like, the punter and the kicker, they have a different set of rules and everything.
Right.
Like, they get to leave after that special teams meeting in the morning and you know, just different standard. But you cannot be taking your phone out there for a football game.
Well,
I object entirely.
Well, if it's true, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. If it's true, I mean, if it's true, it's probably some kind of violation, I would assume.
I don't know.
Why is he here, James? I've thought about, John, is there any chance? I'm not trying to go into the world of ridiculousness. I'm going to ask a question. Is there any chance he's still the punter because they think he's a good holder for field goals?
Yeah.
Because I do know they did not like 2 years ago whoever that punter was that was the holder for field goals, and Jake Elliott's proficiency jumped pretty dramatically last year. So do they stick with an
interesting thought.
Shabby punter because they think he's a good holder on field goals?
I hope not.
I don't know. I don't know. But he is clearly not good enough that they should investigate other punters. I mean, I think we're all at that point. All right, let me give you the three. We are really nitpicking now.
That's where we're at right now, man.
When a team is so dominant, you talk about the punter and how he holds the field goals. All right, three things that actually are unrelated to the game that stood out to me right after the game yesterday. Do you have any guesses here?
No, I don't.
All right. I think the majority of people will agree with me on two of the three. Number one, horrible job by the Fox television director. When the game ended.
I saw you tweet this.
Yes.
100% with you, dude. 100,000,000%.
When the game ended yesterday, what did Fox's director have the camera on? He had the camera on Sirianni and Rivera coming to meet each other at midfield. Did anybody care about that? Nobody cared. What they cared about here, some people maybe in D.C., and certainly people around the country, whoever had this regional game, who knows where this was, what they cared about is what is going to happen with the interaction of Carson Wentz and his former teammates, namely Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. How can a Fox director who has 7 days to prepare for the game, John, how can he possibly think when the game is over that people care more about Sirianni and Rivera than Wentz and Hurts?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's
it's
the guy.
Crazy.
That's the guy's job. Get the right shot when the game ends. So
To be fair, I didn't notice this. I didn't stick around.
Most people probably didn't, but it's stupid.
I didn't think about it until I saw your tweet. I saw your tweet, and I was like, you are 100% correct. Like, a massive mistake. Like, right.
It's ridiculous.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, that's number one. Number two, everyone's going to agree with me on this one. And this is just a continuation of a clown show.
Hey, by the way, back to your point.
Yeah.
Did anyone see what happened with Jalen and Carson?
I have not heard. No. I could text Elliot
and see if he noticed.
I know.
I didn't think of it at the time.
Right.
But yeah, I wish I would have seen it.
And like the whole Carson and Jason Kelce thing, all that stuff's cool. But the juicy one is quarterback. A guy that was number two who literally became number one. I mean, Jalen Hurts literally changed his number from 2 to 1 when Carson was booted off the team. So what's that interaction like? So major failure by Fox right there. All right, second thing. I think most people, if everyone agree with me on this, this clown show. John, Carson's outfit is a disgrace post-game.
we talked about this on our Go Birds pod. Elliot brought it up, too. It's unbelievable.
I mean, he looks like a clown.
It's unbelievable. Just wear like a white T-shirt and jeans, dude. You look so ridiculous. I couldn't agree more.
I mean,
you're
it's
right.
just, it's absurd what this guy wears.
I don't remember exactly what it looked like.
Oh, it was so, something like.
Could you describe it?
Well, wasn't it like kind of pinkish? Like a reddish pink or something?
Says the guy who's wearing a pink pullover.
Well, this is, you call this pink?
Yeah.
Was it? Well, not a start.
What do you call it?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I wouldn't call this pink. It's somewhere between red and pink.
Yeah, it's more like salmon or something like that.
Yeah, salmon.
I think it's salmon.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Carson's was
so
horrendous.
Carson's was not salmon?
Whatever it was horrible. Third thing. Now, this is where a lot of people are probably going to disagree with me, but I'm going to say it.
I think that's mauve.
A mauve.
I think
okay.
You're wearing mauve.
Whatever mauve is.
Yeah.
Third thing, and I think a lot of people disagree with me, but I'm going to say it because I believe it. Sirianni's doing a heck of a job this year. I don't like the Mike Quick jersey postgame. I think he looks ridiculous. I just think he looks ridiculous. You're an NFL head coach. Has some freaking decorum. You're going to have days when you lose. You don't want to be that guy. You just don't want to be that guy. Now, he's putting himself out on a limb. Listen, maybe they're going to win a Super Bowl. Maybe it's going to be all hail Nick Sirianni in 5 months or in the next 5 years. Maybe. Maybe Nick Sirianni is going to stand in a couple months at the steps of the Art Museum, and it's going to say, this is the new norm. Let me tell you how we're doing the new norm around here. It's the new norm. And maybe it will be. But I think and I love Mike, and Nick seems like a fine fellow, but I think the idea of an NFL head coach, because it's almost a little gloatish. See, that's what you want to avoid. There's two different things.
He was wearing it before the game for what it's worth, too, just so you
but
know.
But like, that's not both. How people nationally will perceive it. They're going to see a head coach wearing a jersey of a player from 30 years ago, and they're going to say, you just look ridiculous. Like, act like you've been there before. And so I just don't like that by Sirianni. He's doing a great job this year. This is not to impugn him as a coach. But I think it's the wrong look for him. I'm just putting it out there.
And he wore it. And was he asked about the jersey? And he said that he grew up.
He said that Mike. He
Mike
said
had
he liked
great games against
Mike
Washington.
Was a great player, and Mike had great games against Washington, which is true, by the way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Come on. I mean, if you see that, and listen, maybe he does not care what the person in other cities think of him.
I think he doesn't very clearly. He's been very genuine from the beginning.
Right.
He is who he is. It feels like, you know.
I just think it's the wrong approach. But anyway. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Billy T in Princeton. Billy T!
What a great game. What a great game. But I got to tell you, I called to break your balls.
Oh,
because
why?
You are incredibly bad at judging talent.
I am? Is this going to be Hurts? People are going to have Hurts on me for 40 years. Go ahead. take a cut at me.
I'm wondering what your reference points are. When you judge these athletes.
Well, who else besides Hurts? I mean, come on, who else?
Scott?
Well, listen.
That's good.
Billy T. We'll see on Scott. And let's not act like he's guaranteed.
Don't give me that crap. He had a bad week last week. I don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he's thinking about a
Billy
girlfriend.
T, you know his stats still stink, right? I mean, he's improved a lot, but you know, it's not like he's having.
Joe, he started in the basement. He's at least on the first floor heading up.
I know, but he was hitting like 270 for a stretch, and people acted like he was hitting 340. I mean, my God.
The kid's got a good swing.
He's got good instincts. He's got good baseball instincts. He's got a shot to be a player.
That's right. And you were so wrong about our quarterback.
Well, I admitted that last week. I mean, as long as he keeps playing like this. So your list is two and only one applause, but go ahead.
Wait, baloney. And you know what? Get some of that crow you're eating and give it over to Johnny.
Yeah, but Billy Tay, hold on. You got to make one more thing. And then you take a shot at John. But just remember this, Billy Tay. I did my first radio show, and a lot of people didn't hear it. It was a smaller station. I did my first radio show in 2001. That is 21 years ago. To be wrong about one athlete in 21 years, that is what you call a great batting average.
Well, you wanted to trade Bryce Harper impressive. And he became the MVP.
Stop. Yeah, that's the other one, John. You know, but listen,
everybody, settle down now. All right, go ahead, Billy.
Take your cannon, Richie.
Go after Richie.
I'm talking about afternoon, John. He was so wrong. He's another one.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you wanted me to pick on Johnny?
No, look, well, yeah, Richie here.
Look,
Richie,
the odds. No, Joe,
I'm not picking on Richie.
Joe likes to be right. Joe likes to be right.
Well, I'm used to it.
And it does make sense if you're going to, I don't know, make a bet on a young quarterback making it and becoming one of the next elite quarterbacks in this league, as opposed to, you know, flaming out and not being as good as we'd hoped he'd be. The odds are better that he's going to fail. We have a unique and rare individual in Jalen Hurts. Joe was just taking the odds.
And listen, all right. Billy T, you're killing me. I got one wrong. Thank you for the call, sir. Was I more wrong on Hurts or more right on Carson? Or is that just like...
I was just thinking about it.
I really think that's part of why you did this to Hurts.
No, it's not.
You're thinking, wow, I was so right on Carson, and he was so bad, and I look so good. Odds are good that it's hard. It is hard to play quarterback in this league. And it's hard to be, the leader of a team the way that he's proven he can be. It like, the odds were tiny, especially for a second-round pick, a guy who people thought was taken too high. I thought he was taken too high when we took him to pan out like this. And I'm not saying it's like a guaranteed thing that where he's going to be the next, I don't know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, that type of guy. But he's...
He looks really good.
What we could have hoped in our wildest dreams.
So, now that we're venturing down the road of comments and predictions and blah, 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 let me tell you one that hit me yesterday. I'm just going to roll it out. It might be ridiculous. It is a gut feeling. You're going to get a gut feeling prediction right now.
Mm-hmm.
76ers are going to the finals.
Whoa, that's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
How about that?
I just feel it.
It just washed over you yesterday?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Start thinking about it.
I don't know. Like, it might be the magic of Jalen Hurts, like his improvement.
Yeah.
I started thinking about how Maxey will take another step forward. Harden will be in better shape. I still can't stand him, but he'll be in better shape.
Yeah.
I mean, you just hope Embiid doesn't get his face smashed in the postseason again. Listen, I'm fine with Tobias. And then you think about P.J. Tucker and some of these other guys they signed, like, you know, Harold, who they got a couple weeks ago, going to have a bench.
Hey, what if
– I'm saying it, September 26th, gut feeling, 76ers are making the finals.
I can get behind that. I mean, what if Joel makes it his personal mission? I mean, he is a force in nature.
Look, all he's got to do is play the exact same way – but stay healthy. It's always got to. He doesn't have to improve. Joel doesn't have to improve anymore. He just has to freaking be healthy in May and June. That's all I need. Just be healthy in May and June.
I think we've got a good shot.
I think they really do. Now, Brooklyn's a factor and some other teams, blah, blah, blah. But I just got an odd gut feeling that this is going to be a year where the Sixers make the city proud.
My gut feeling yesterday that washed over me is that we're going to have the best record in football.
It really might.
Like, this team
14
is good enough that, I mean, we are up there. We are upper echelon. Right. We are top tier.
Yeah, very good.
And we have by far the easiest schedule of all those teams. Like, those are teams that have like Super Bowl schedules, and we've got this, man, it's beautiful. It makes a lot of sense that this is a team that is now playing. I know it's extremely early, but this is just feelings from yesterday. This is a team that's playing for a first round bye when it's all said and done.
I had the same thought, John. Really did. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. A great Monday afternoon on 94 WIP. Hey, one of the things I love about betting on the NFL is always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is combining these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect, of course, for tonight's game, NFC East matchup. You got Dallas, you got New York. Interesting to see and, you know, get the chance to size these teams up, but also to win and win big with FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm talking same game parlays. Just one of many reasons to bet with FanDuel, where you combine different bets within the same game and lock it in with the same game parlay. What to look at tonight? Well, obviously both quarterbacks, passing yards, touchdowns, the running backs, who's going to score, how many yards are going to have, all of it there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP. So lock it in using promo code Hammer. That's promo code Hammer. And remember, you'll get $150 in free bets, win or lose, when you sign up using promo code Hammer. No feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock yours in today for tonight's game or all the other sports you can bet with as well. Remember that with promo code Hammer with FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.